Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
There are lots of questions about the German farmers. That is kind of breaking news in a sense. Like, Mr. T, what are your thoughts on the German farmers? Will they be treated like the Canadian truckers?
But first, gang, let me ask you, are you ultra MAGA? Do you want to show your patriotism as a card-carrying Trump supporter? Well, then before you do anything else, you've got to click on the link below and get your very own collectible Trump cards. Gang, these are amazing. Patriots played their anti-globalist Trump card against the left in 2016, and we're getting ready to play it again in 2024. And what better way to show your support for Trump's re-election than with these amazing collectible pieces of Trump art? These cards have a limited supply, so don't wait. Only 2,500 sets of these have been made, and they're going to come with a certificate of authenticity, verifying you own an original set. These make great gifts for any MAGA patriot in your life. And if you buy two sets, you also get a bonus gold Trump 2024 card absolutely free. These physical cards are high quality. They're made in America. They're highly collectible. But again, there's only a limited supply. So don't wait. By the time you're a member, they're likely to be gone. So click the link below right now and get your Trump cards today.
They may. What are they? The Dutch. I'm thinking it's more akin to what happened in the Netherlands. And they were treated very, very brutally. There were even shots fired in the Netherlands in the rise up, the rising up of the farmers there. It's for the exact same purposes, the Olaf Scholz government, who's the chancellor of Germany, he's the Green Party. They are trying to institute reforms in their agricultural industry that the farmers believe is going to crush their agriculture industry. They're requiring many of them to kill off a lot of their cows. Some 30-40%. They can't make profit margins. They're cutting off subsidies to farmers and the like, all in the name of green energy. And the amazing thing that is happening now is you're even seeing Italian truckers. Polish truckers, although I'm sure some from Italy are coming out, but they have Giorgia Meloni. She's not playing that game. But you're seeing some Polish truckers come out showing their solidarity. You're seeing German truckers, of course, coming out and showing their solidarity. And by the way, that's amazing. Poles and Germans, arm in arm, standing up to this globalist government. The Olaf Scholz government right now is in tatters. Their approval rating might even be lower than it's a multi-party system. It's lower than Biden's. I mean, they are in absolute tatters. Right now, it's the Christian Democratic Union, the center-right party. But again, they're still very globalist. They'll do whatever the bullies in Brussels or the demons in Davos want them to do. And it's the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, the Patriot Party in Germany. They are the second most popular party. They are winning elections, particularly in Eastern Germany, like they recently did in Saxony. And because of this, they may end up pulling off exactly what Geert Wilders did and the Dutch Freedom Party did recently, just weeks back. In the Netherlands, where the so-called far right, it's the nationalist populist right party, finally wins and can finally now try to create a coalition to govern and restore national sovereignty, economic sovereignty, and cultural sovereignty. So I'm very, very optimistic what's happening. I actually have a video planned for it tomorrow while I'm here in Cancun. The working title is Trump is Taking Over the World of the video, because it's based on an interview, an exclusive interview he gave Breitbart. And Breitbart.com actually did a really nice write-up of the interview. It's excellent. And they asked Trump to comment on the recent success of Javier Milei in Argentina and Geert Wilders in the Netherlands, of course, George Meloni in Italy, and the Sweden Democrats and the True Finns, and of course, Viktor Orban, on and on and on. And he said, and Trump said, yeah, the MAGA movement is a worldwide movement. You just have to replace Gray, right? Make Netherlands great again, right? Make France great again with Marine Le Pen. Make Switzerland great again with the Swiss People's Party that are, by the way, just Austria, the Austrian Freedom Party, which was climbing up the polls, formed a coalition with the, not the Freedom Party, I'm forgetting what the other one, the center-right one, I've heard of, it's, it'll come to me. I think it's the People's Party. Austrian People's Party, that was with Christian Strzok and Sebastian Kurz and Christian Strzok. Those two formed a coalition. And it was the most, quote, far-right coalition in Europe. It all fell apart because of a scandal. And the Austrian Freedom Party has been climbing their way back up. They are due for an election in 2024. And all the polls show it's going to be a blowout. They're going to win. They're going to be the first time they win first place. We're seeing the same thing in Portugal. Portugal's center right to far right should win easily in their upcoming 2024 election, as well as the European Union elections that are coming up. The bullies in Brussels are freaked out because there is a very real possibility the Nationalist Populists will be the most popular bloc to win seats in Brussels. So amazing stuff going on there.
I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.